Twinkle, twinkle, ready? Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
That's Mike Schaefer on his guitar. Mike is the vice president of Beehive, and before most Beehive events, he's playing on his guitar and singing songs with the children. He gives an excited little girl the chance to strum on his guitar as he presses the chords. Her face lights up as she hears the change in pitches that she is helping to make.
Okay, ready?
Activities at Beehive are aimed at children up to the age of 13. But Mike Schaefer says the Beehive isn't just for children.
One of the important things was, since we wanted it not just to be a drop-off for kids, we want it to be for parents and their kids. We wanted also the parents to be comfy. So we have, comfy like living room seating with couches. We have little cafe tables that the parents can sit and talk with each other, or they can sit and play games with their children.
The first time we came, I thought, this is wonderful. I can sit and I can talk with other moms.
Allison Leemaster is a Beehive regular.
And I can watch my kids. I don't have to send my kids off to another room. I can watch my kids play and I can have a bit of relaxing time talking with parents instead of five-year-olds and three-year-olds. And it was just like the kind of playgroup that I had been looking for, but it's so much more than just a playgroup.
Since Beehive opened in October 2012, more than 11,000 people have come through its doors. The organization is open to anyone, but president and co-founder Robin Schaefer says Beehive serves many teen mothers and single parents. She hopes it provides a stable home away from home.
It's designed to be cozy and comfy and to invite you in just like you're coming home. So we have a kitchen table that we're sitting at right now with a little kitchen cabinet. We have a living room with lots of games to play. We have a library with cozy, big, comfy chairs.
Beehive is funded through grants from the Community Foundation of the Eastern Panhandle and from United Way. However, most of its funding comes from community donations. Each month, the organization hosts free events and programs on topics like the arts, math, languages, health, and there's also story time.
Who do you think is holding his hands up on his face? What do you think? Are you ready? Who is it?
The Schaefers developed the idea for Beehive while volunteering with what is now the Emanuel House in the basement of a church in Martinsburg. Robin and her husband, Mike, volunteered to hold activities for the children while their parents attended a separate program.
So that kind of led to our idea of having a place called Beehive where parents and children would be together and learn some of the things that we were wanting to teach the children.
The Schaefers say Beehive has affected families in more ways than they ever expected. They've seen children grow as people, make friends, and they've also seen some of the parents change. Robin remembers when one of her regular mothers came in with her daughter and her daughter's estranged father. She told Robin they hadn't seen him in over a year.
I watched him because I was curious, and he, made no motion to really do anything but just sat in a chair at a table most of the time. Then he came back again, and then he came back again. And we have seen him now, hugging and loving his daughter, and can just feel it, that he's involved.
Beehive is open 4 days a week for families of all different backgrounds and incomes. Robin and Mike Schaefer say it has far surpassed their original mission, and they hope their organization will continue to thrive as long as the funding allows. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.